WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
WRCO FM in Richland Center, where AP News is sponsored this hour by Scott Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan. And also sponsored by Stafford Funeral Home, along with the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home, caring for all faiths. It is 29 degrees at 6 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The White House is set to announce what it says will be tough new sanctions against Russia 2 years after the invasion of Ukraine and a week after the death of top Putin critic Alexei Navalny. Former President Trump's legal team filing a last-minute appeal with a Florida judge trying to get the classified documents case against him thrown out. For the first time in half a century, the U.S. is back on the moon.
The mission has not been without some complications. A problem with a laser navigation system necessitated an extra lap around the moon before the intuitive machine's lander touched down. Finally, Mission Director Tim Crane confirmed,
"Our equipment is on the surface of the moon, and we are transmitting."
The first images from the surface should make it back to Earth later today. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Classes at the University of Georgia are canceled today after a nursing student was found dead on campus. She went missing after a morning jog. Her body was found near an athletic field. No one right now is in custody. This is ABC News. More medical facilities in Alabama are now pausing IVF procedures in the wake of the state Supreme Court ruling that frozen embryos are babies.
Two bills are now being introduced in the Alabama State House, one that would protect in vitro fertilization and another that would put the court's ruling on hold.
That's ABC's Perry Russum. Day two of the first trial after the deadly Rust movie set shooting in New Mexico.
During opening statements Thursday, prosecutor Jason Lewis said his witnesses will prove armorer Hannah Gutierrez Reed's actions led to Hutchins' death.
You will hear testimony that she routinely left guns and ammunition lying around the set unattended.
Gutierrez Reed's attorney Jason Bowles argued that his client is a scapegoat because she's an easy target.
She's the least powerful person on that set.
He says producers, including Alec Baldwin, bear way more responsibility than Gutierrez Reed.
That's ABC's Jason Nathanson. And a high-priced car heist in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Thieves drove one car through a wall at a Jaguar dealership, then made off with nine more. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. Our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too, planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
An update on sports today is sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto and by the Richland Hospital. Well, last night in area boys basketball, the Ithaca boys team won a share of the Ridge and Valley Conference with a 70-48 win over Waseca Steuben. At the same time, DeSoto was winning against North Crawford 55-51. The Bulldogs with the conference title, their first in school history since 1972 for a boys basketball team. Elsewhere last night in action from the Ridge and Valley. It was a close one, won by Kickapoo over Weston, 59-52, and Seneca over Lafarge, 65-62. The Richland Center boys basketball team led for most of the night before losing to Lancaster, 67-63. And Prairie du Chien was a winner over River Valley, 56-37. Platteville, 90. Dodgeville, 56. Darlington over Riverdale, 76-56. Mineral Point, 91. 52 over Iowa Grand, and Boscobel 55, Cuba City 52. Southwestern 62-36 over Fenimore. It was a win for Royal over Bangor 53-37. Viroqua beat Arcadia 51-49. Also in boys basketball, River Ridge over Cassville 80-32. Round two of the WIAA girls basketball tournament is set for tonight across the state of Wisconsin, and day number two of the WIAA state individual wrestling tournament gets underway later on this morning. We'll have an update from Bill Twining from Madison coming up in about a half hour during our 640 report. Elsewhere in basketball last night from the NBA, Indiana 129, Detroit 115, New York 110, Philadelphia 96, Toronto over Brooklyn 121-93, Orlando 116, Cleveland 109, Dallas 123, Phoenix 113, Oklahoma City over the Clippers 129-107, Boston 129, Chicago 112, New Orleans 127, Houston 105, Denver 130, Washington 110, Charlotte 115, Utah 107, Sacramento 127, San Antonio 122, and Golden State over the Lakers 128-110. Number three, Purdue is a winner against Rutgers 96-68 in college basketball. And from the NHL, Ottawa 4-1 over Dallas, Pittsburgh 4, Montreal 1, Carolina 1-0 over Florida, Detroit beat Colorado 2-1 in overtime, Washington 5, Tampa Bay 3, the Rangers 5-1 over New Jersey, St. Louis beat the Islanders 4-0, Calgary 3, Boston 2 after overtime, Toronto 7, Vegas 3, Seattle 5-2 over Vancouver, and Nashville a winner against Los Angeles. That final score was 4-1.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles at 647-5851 today.
Unmanaged high blood pressure is one of the leading causes of heart disease. Because there are usually no symptoms associated with high blood pressure, it's important to have yours checked regularly. This American Heart Month, the Richland Hospital and Clinics reminds you that you have the power to take action and protect yourself from heart disease. Working more actively into your day and managing your blood pressure can have a big impact on protecting your health.
Today's forecast calls for temperatures to rise to around 43, and then scattered rain and snow showers possible by midday, turning to all snow, a dusting possible in some spots. Tonight, clearing and cold, a low of 15. Saturday, partly cloudy and becoming breezy, a high of 39. Saturday night, 30, and Sunday, 50 degrees. Monday, 58, before a warm 62 on Tuesday. So get ready, there could be a little bit of light snow later today in Richland Center. Following the daytime high of 62 yesterday, it was 41 at midnight. Right now we're at 29 degrees. That's how it goes weather-wise today.
I bought all your drinks.
Never seen one.
We never split one pill.
Not one time.
I ain't made a green, but I made a rain on your field. Never saw one penny roll out your purse the whole time we were hooking up. When you said goodbye, I figured I'd be a little bit richer, but I'm still paying for it out the damn wazoo. Like you, still on my tab, girl, cause I'm drinking for two. Dropping all my quarters on them sad songs. And that cab ain't half price, even though I'm riding alone. Ain't just that piggy bank you broke. My heart is achy, breaking too. And I'm still paying for it.
Met a girl in a bar. Yeah, she was cute.
We had a dance or two.
Yeah, a couple drinks too.
I had a real good chance taking her home till I called her.
Why did you do that?
The offering plate went by church and I almost took a dive.
It's bad.
Feels like we got divorced and I had a real cheap lawyer.
car. Running out of tears, ooh, running out of gas. Hey. At the ATM and it hit me back with a transaction denied, baby. Why you got me locked outside, baby? I ain't even got a little jangle. I don't like being broke and sane. Like it. It costs me all kind of things money can't buy. Ooh, yeah. Should've known what I had before I let it go. Just like my last dime. I'm still paying for it out the damn wazoo. Like you still on my tab, girl, cause I'm drinking for two. Dropping all my quarters on them sad songs. That cab ain't half price even.
Hello, good morning. Levi Hummon and Walker Hayes on WRCO Radio. 11 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. Phil Nee with you this morning. Here it is, Friday. And here it is. Well, we're a week away from March. My goodness. And lots to tell you about, lots to see and do, and give you some updates from our regular friends, including our old buddy Tom Mueller on a hill far away in Dodgeville. He'll update us on some good spring deals in just a little bit here today. This is Don Williams.
I can't work late, although I need the money. Gotta get home to my loving honey. She'll be there waiting, waiting impatiently. Love is on a roll, love is on a good roll. I meet with the boys on Friday. Only this morning she said, this is my day. The look she gave me sent a shiver down into my soul. Love is on a roll, love is on a good roll.
Love is on a roll. Love.
Mueller from Mueller Earthman joins us on WRCO. He's back after vacationing in, where, Ridgeway or somewhere like that?
No, actually, I was in North, visiting Aarons and Gravely.
Oh, awesome. What'd you learn?
Well, I learned that we have some new products coming next year, and that's, I'm talking about 25, and I sit on the council, so I have a chance to see everything new coming. What's the good news is not much. Mostly everything's going to stay the same. They've decided they've done just about everything right.
That's good news, and you've got a lot of things going right this month at Mueller Implement, don't you?
We do. We have, to the end of the month, which is the 29th, we have rebates starting at $300 and going all the way up to $1,500 for lawnmowers. So, and that program ends the end of the month. So it's one of those deals where if you're going to really save some money, now's the time to get in. And we have zero down and 0% interest for 36 months. And or you can take 3% off for cash discount, which means you get the double dip on this one. The other beautiful part about it is our 23 models that we have on hand are 8% less than the current models. So we're trying to save you as much money as we can. We handle the Aarons Gravely line. Of course, it's made in Brilliant, Wisconsin. They're all Kawasaki engines, and they all have a great warranty. We back it with a guaranteed loaner, along with the fact that if you ever need to use our trailers, they're free to use. But you know, Phil, it doesn't stop there. We actually are co-partnering with Husqvarna. And so everything that's professional in the Husqvarna handheld line, and that means saws and pole saws and et cetera, are 20% off. Everything that's consumer, and that indicates saws and everything else, is 10% off. So those programs go to the 15th of March. They're ones you don't want to miss out on. Now, the other program that Husqvarna came out with is we have $200 and $300 off their tractors right now, and that's a really great deal. Otherwise, if you want financing, we have 1.99 for you, and we can make that all happen here. You want to get out and get some of these specials, because some of these units were starting to run out already, Phil, and I don't want anybody to miss out on a great deal. We have a lot of lawnmowers, but nothing's forever. And so the early bird that gets the worm will save a lot of money.
And you have some used mowers there for sale, too, don't you?
We do. We do. In fact, I'll get into that. Let's just talk about where we're at Dodgeville, Wisconsin. We're at 4948 Highway YZ, right across from Midwest Roofing. And, of course, those little guys, my friends on the side of me here, Farm and Fleet, their lights were on this morning, so I think they're still in business. Great neighbors. Nice to have them. We're open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, 8 to noon on Saturday. And if you go to www.MuellerRental.com, you'll see everything that's new as far as programs. If you go to Craigslist and on the left-hand side, punch in Mueller, there you'll see our used. And we have some fantastic used units. All of our used units come with a guaranteed backup loaner for life. So always remember that what we do on the new end, we do on the used end. So important, because when you're down with a mower, the last thing you want to do is say, well, I got to wait 2 weeks, hon. And she's going to say, oh, and you know how that goes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I've been there, done that a few times, you know, but you're there to rescue us, maybe keep us from sleeping in the doghouse.
I don't want you to sleep in the doghouse, because it's not fair to the dog.
No, it's not. All right. Any other slams you want to have here before we let you go?
No, you're too far away to pick up and drop on the ground, but the doghouse one was good.
That was good. All right, Tom, we'll have a great day.
You bet. Take care.
Tom Mueller from Mueller Implement in Dodgeville.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente!
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan?
Total.
At an amazing price?
Total.
With no contracts?
Total.
Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely!
Totalmente!
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Experience a different way of living at Court & Main Furniture & Mattress. Hi, this is Andrea. Every room in your home has a function, and the right kind of furniture can maximize your space to the fullest. We'll help you select the right pieces to fit your lifestyle from our showroom with over 25,000 square feet of home furnishings and decor. Visit us today to discover how you can achieve a different way of living. Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage. Is 2024 your year to buy a house? I can help you with an FHA loan, a VA loan, a USDA loan, a conventional loan, or a first-time home buyer loan. And if you give me a call and you say you heard my ad on WRCO, I will pay up to $250 towards your appraisal. So give me a call, let your questions be answered, and let's get comfortable, and let's build a relationship, and let me and my team help you buy a house in 2024. 608-604-5068.
Hi there, folks. This is John at Napa and Richland Center and Boscoville. It's that time of year to get your filters at unbelievable low prices. Whether you need filters for cars, trucks, mowers, industrial equipment, March 1st through the 15th is the time to get them. So get your list together now and come see us. Also, great pricing on hydraulic oil and greases. We have a full line of Milwaukee tools on hand and at great prices. Stop in today and check us out. Always free popcorn. We appreciate your business and look forward to seeing you soon.
Savor the flavor at Richland Locker with their unbeatable deals. Whole New York strip loins are just $6.48 per pound, and hand-cut New York strips are only $7.98 a pound. But that's not all. Discover a sea of Lent-friendly options, from shrimp to breaded walleye and haddock fillets to cod loins. And don't forget, fresh fish every Thursday afternoon. Richland Locker, where quality meets affordability. Hurry in and stock up on the best for your table.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
100.9 WRCO. Yeah, I've been throwing down the whiskey. I ought to get my money back. Someone said it drowns a memory. Nothing, all but nothing makes you go away. I need something you prove, something stronger than I'm used to. Yeah, I've been pulling out of two hard to feel like nothing's gonna cut it. That's the hard truth. Yeah, I need something you prove. Oh, I need something you prove. Shutting them down, yeah. You never ain't out of range, yeah. Don't matter what time or town, I can't get you gone. Turn the bar, yeah, upside down. Just looking for something that does it. I give them all my money. Ain't nobody selling nothing you prove. Something stronger than I'm used to. Yeah, I've been pulling 92 on it. Feel like nothing's gonna cut it. That's the hard truth. Something wrong, 'cause I've been working hard to fade your memory, baby, but the only thing faded is me. I need something you prove, something stronger than I'm used to. Yeah, I've been pulling 92 hard to feel like nothing's gonna cut it. That's a hard truth.
Morgan Wallen on WRCO and U-Proof. 6:25 the time, news, weather, and sports coming up today at 6:30. We'll get Bill out of bed, and he'll be ready to roll with his first wrestling report of the day, although I don't think the guy really sleeps too much. But anyway.
Older women
Our beautiful lovers, I said older women, they understand. I've been around some, and I have discovered that older women know just how to please a man. Everybody seems to love those younger women from 18 on up to 25. Well, I love them too, but I'm telling you, learning how to really love takes a little time. Older women are beautiful lovers. I said older women love, they understand. I've been around some, and I have discovered that older women know just how to please a man. Baby, don't you worry about growing older. Those young girls ain't got nothing on you. 'Cause it takes some living to get good at giving. And giving love's just where you could teach them a thing or two. Older women are beautiful lovers. I said older women, they are. I've been around some, and I have discovered that older women know just how to please a man.
Ronnie McDowell on WRCO with some Friday morning advice.
This is Garrett with Vitesnik Power Sports and V2 Boat Center. How many summers do you have to create everlasting memories that will last a lifetime? Come and see how we can help you create more family time with friends, just more time with a new boat. Join us at our in-house boat show, February 23rd to the 25th at Vitesnik's in Richland Center, and take advantage of savings up to $16,000. New boat, new experiences, and new savings at Vitesnik Power Sports, Richland Center, and V2 Boat Center, Castle Rock Lake.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service, and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time today is sponsored by Computer Connections Y-Connect Wireless, bringing high-speed internet to rural communities, and by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies caring for you and about you. Also sponsored by BL Signs. The forecast for today, some sunshine early, scattered rain and snow showers developing later by midday. It could turn to all snow with a dusting possible in some areas. A high of 43 before temperatures will fall later today. It is 28 degrees.
BL Signs is a full-service sign design company in Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications to meet the client's needs. They offer internally lighted extruded aluminum sign cabinets, Boston panel signs, non-lighted acrylic letters, LED lighted channel letters of all types and sizes, printed in solid color vinyl lettering, and graphics. Call BL Signs at 647-0149 and see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. There was a plane crash near the Richland County Airport at Sextonville last night. Officials responded to the scene near County Highway BA, north of the airport's runway. Early reports indicated that there were two aboard the small plane when it went down in a pasture. No details have been released by the Richland County Sheriff's Department. Drivers in eight Midwestern states will be able to fuel up with a higher blend of ethanol throughout the year under a rule finalized by the Environmental Protection Agency. The end of a summertime ban on sales of gasoline blended with 15% ethanol has been sought for years by the biofuels industry and farming groups with the support of Midwest governors. It reflects the importance of ethanol to agriculture. The fuel additive consumes roughly 40% of the nation's corn crop. Higher sales of ethanol could mean greater profits for corn farmers. The new rule was announced Thursday and takes effect in April of 2025. It will apply in Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, Ohio, South Dakota, and Wisconsin. More Wisconsin farmers are taking the government up on incentives to try more sustainable practices. Mike Lavender is with the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition.
In so many ways, it is about access to programs within USDA or information, making sure that we can use all of those avenues to drive adoption in the way that we know there is demand.
He says that that was even before the USDA provided more incentives.
So while this is, of course, accurate and really important to wrap our heads around, there's even newer data that we're getting from Inflation Reduction Act funding demand that it's important to take into account.
The Inflation Reduction Act provided nearly $20 billion for popular conservation programs. Out-of-state hunters and anglers would face higher license fees under a bill the Wisconsin Assembly approved on Thursday. The measure would raise a variety of hunting, fishing, and trapping license fees for out-of-state residents to help shrink a deficit in the state's fish and wildlife account. The Assembly passed the legislation 97-0, sending it on to the Senate. The State Department of Natural Resources estimates the changes would generate about $780,000 more annually for the account. The account funds a variety of projects ranging from fish stocking to wildlife surveys. Republican lawmakers in Wisconsin have passed a bill that would unlock $125 million to fight so-called forever chemicals. But Governor Tony Evers isn't on board with the plan. The Assembly passed the proposal 61-35 on Thursday. The Senate passed it back in November. It goes next to Evers' desk. The deal would create a grant program to help municipalities test for PFAS chemicals in water treatment plants and in wells. It doesn't appropriate any money, but Republican lawmakers say its initiatives would be funded from a $125 million PFAS trust fund established in the state budget. Evers has said he won't sign the bill because it undermines environmental regulators' authority. The National Weather Service reports that snowfall statewide has been 20 to 30 inches below normal this winter. Governor Tony Evers and U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin have announced that many Wisconsin businesses may be eligible for a federal disaster loan program if they suffered losses due to this year's unusually mild winter, which lacked Wisconsin's typical snowfall in many areas of the state. The lack of snow has impacted travel and recreation businesses that depend on it for activities. activities such as downhill and cross-country skiing, snowshoeing, and snowmobiling. The Small Business Administration has confirmed that they will consider business loans from recent low snowfalls over the winter months to be related to the drought and eligible for assistance. Many counties in the state are already covered by a pre-existing disaster designation for drought from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The designation allows businesses in counties identified as drought disaster areas to be eligible for emergency loans to offset their business losses related to the drought. Impacted businesses in counties with a drought declaration can apply for the U.S. SBA Economic Disaster Loans. Under the Economic Impact Loan Disaster Program, businesses can borrow up to $2 million to cover their actual losses. Businesses pay no interest on the loan for the next for the first year, that is, and a maximum rate of 4% for the rest of the loan period. In order to take advantage of the program, businesses must apply by the application deadline for the county. The application deadline for counties in the WRCO listening area is July 31st. Governor Evers and Senator Baldwin are encouraging you to support Wisconsin businesses by taking advantage of the remainder of the winter season and connecting with Travel Wisconsin resources to find alternative activities in northern and central Wisconsin if their original plans are impacted by the weather. The American Red Cross continues to attempt to rebuild its blood supply. Blood and platelet donors are urged to give now to help ensure life-saving medical procedures are not delayed. You can give the gift of life today from noon until 5 at Don Larson Superstore in Baraboo. To make an appointment, use the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's 1-800-733-2767.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
For the afternoon, or the daytime high, I should say, is 43. Could be some snow later on, beginning around midday. A dusting possible of snow in some spots. Clearing and cold tonight, a low of 15. And Saturday, a high near 40. Saturday night, a low of 30. And Sunday, partly cloudy and warmer, and a high of 50. In Richland Center, the midnight reading was 41, and we are down to the current reading, which is the overnight low so far. We are at 28 degrees.
It's internet for everyone from Y Connect Wireless. Y Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout southwest Wisconsin with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcast with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages, or visit WIWC.net for details. Y Connect Wireless.
Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics proudly welcomes family nurse practitioner Karen Lomas to our growing primary care team. With local roots and a diverse nursing background, Karen is passionate about helping patients reach their health goals through personalized care and support. Visits with Karen include wellness exams, women's health, acute illnesses, and management of chronic medical conditions. To schedule an appointment with Karen, call Gunderson Boscobel today.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Thank you. Sports Time is sponsored by Mr. G's Downtown Viroqua and in the Richland Square Shopping Center, your local source for clothes, boots, shoes, and for everything in style you need for work and play. And by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. A look back at a very busy high school sports day coming up as well, and the Bucks will get back to action this evening with their first game after the All-Star break. If you're suffering from winter blues, you're going to require immediate fashion treatments at Mr. G's. Yes, Mr. G's has the most remarkable selection of styles, colors, and sizes to help you cure the winter blues. Choose from dresses, sportswear, and other coordinates, from formal wear to active wear, and shoes and work boots. Cure the winter blues at Mr. G's in the Richland Square in Richland Center and Viroqua.
Choose Mr. G's.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. The Ithaca boys basketball team won a share of the Ridge and Valley Conference with a 70-48 win over visiting Waseca Steuben last night. At the same time, DeSoto was winning against North Crawford 55-51. That means the Trojans and Bulldogs share the league championship. For an Ithaca boys basketball team, it is the first conference title since 1972. Thursday night, Devin Iam led the Bulldogs with 18, Channing Brown 17, Sammy Clary 12, and Casey Pomering 11. Elsewhere last night in the RNV, it was a win for Kickapoo over Weston 59-52, and Seneca beat Lafarge 65-62. It was a win last night for Lancaster over Richland Center after the Hornet boys had led most of the game, 67-63. The Hornets led by 15 in the first half before the Arrows battled back to within 10 at halftime. Lancaster would not take its first lead until 3:49 to play. Zach Hermson had 18. Richland Center was led by Wes Bosworth with 20. Liam Fingerson and Jaden Shep each had 14. Elsewhere, Prairie du Chien over River Valley, 56-37, and Platteville 90-56 over Dodgeville. It was Darlington 76-56 over Riverdale. Mineral Point beat Iowa Grant 91-52. Boscobel over Cuba City 55-52. And Southwestern 62-36 over Fenimore. GET beat Westby 88-58, the final score. And now turning to Madison. So lots of action on the first day in the area, very well represented at the state individual wrestling tournament. Bill Twining has more.
The WIAA State Individual Wrestling Tournament got underway on Thursday night at the Cole Center in Madison, the 81st annual tournament for the boys, the third for the girls. On Thursday night, Division I preliminary round matches and quarterfinals were wrestled, same for the girls in their tournament. Divisions II and III, the smaller schools, had their preliminary round matches. The winners advanced into the quarterfinals, which will be wrestled this morning. The losers were eliminated from the tournament. For our area teams, for Richland Center senior Teague Perkins, had an interesting match, went into overtime. He wound up winning it 11-10 over Isaiah Kroskoff of Lodi. Teague Perkins back in the state tournament for the first time since his sophomore year, wins 11-10 and will be in the quarterfinal round on Friday morning. Senior Emma Hady of Richland Center, for her second year in a row in the girls' tournament, won her opening round match by fall, then lost in the quarterfinals. She will be wrestling again today in the consolation round. Her brother Ethan Hady is the fourth seed at 113 pounds in the boys' division. He had a first-round bye, did not wrestle on Thursday. We'll see action this morning in the quarterfinal round. Ithaca Weston, one wrestler in the tournament, junior Nolan Waldner, looked strong and won a 17-12 match over Wyatt Malzen of Auburndale. Nolan Waldner's tournament continues. He'll have at least two more matches in the tournament. River Valley's lone entrant, junior Wyatt Knockreiner, lost a preliminary round match to Jacob DeRocher of Wrightstown 2-0, ending his tournament on Thursday night. And Riverdale, with four wrestlers in the tournament, freshman Dakota Brewer lost his preliminary round match to Trenton Kernoyer of Stratford, and Riley Wanick and Grant Matthews both won their bouts, and they're involved in quarterfinal round action on Friday, as is sophomore Brody Meese, seated second at 126 pounds. He had a bye and will be wrestling in the quarterfinals on Friday as well. More in our 810 report this morning for WRCO Sports and David Wermond. I'm Bill Twining.
Thanks, Bill. WIA girls basketball tournament action tonight will be on hand at Highland as the Bulldogs of Ithaca take on Highland in a second-round girls game. Kickapoo will be at Cashton. Also, Royal host Blair Taylor in Division 5 action. Division 4 games include Lancaster at New Glarus, Darlington at Mineral Point, and Fenimore at Cuba City. And in Division 3, Platteville at Turner, and Dodgeville will be at Prairie du Chien. The Packers have introduced their new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley, and Matt LaFleur talked about the new defensive switches.
We interviewed a lot of candidates, and a lot of those guys actually went on and got coordinator jobs and just felt really good about what Jeff Hafley is going to bring to us in terms of his ability to lead, his ability to connect, how much respect they have for him, but just really excited what he's going to bring. Certainly, it will be a different scheme, but I think it will be easy to adjust to with the personnel that we have.
Matt LaFleur as the Packers look for some defensive changes. And the Bucks get back into action tonight. They'll play at Minnesota after having the All-Star break off. The Bucks trying to get back on track after struggling after the switch for coaches. They have won 3 of the 10 games that they have played. That's an update on sports. I'm Phil Nee.
Kubota has the industry-leading VX Series subcompact tractor. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. VX Tractor is a real tractor in a small package. It is diesel-powered, four-wheel drive, hydrostatic transmission, power steering, allowing a novice to operate it like a pro. It can have a loader, mower, backhoe, and three-point attachments. Kubota has various rebates and great long-term financing. See the full line of Kubota products at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
100.9 WRCO.
Wondering just how good it must feel. He's still waiting. something about a truck in a farmer's field, a no trespass sign, a time to kill. Nobody's gonna get hurt, so what's the big deal? Something about a truck in a farmer's field, and it's something about beer sitting on ice after a long hard day, makes it taste just right on that drop tailgate on a summer night. There's something about beer sitting on ice, and something about a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer pressed against her lips. In that farmer's field will make a boy a mess. There's something about a girl in a red sundress, and there's something about a kiss that's gonna lead to more on that drop tailgate back behind the corn. The most natural thing you ever felt before. There's something about a kiss that's gonna lead to more. And there's something about a truck in a field and a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer to her lips, begging for another kiss. And there's something about you and me and the birds and the bees, and Lord have mercy, it's a beautiful thing. Ain't nothing about it, love. There's something about a truck. There's something about a creek around 2 a.m. You wanna dive on in. You don't need no clothes to just hang them on a limb. There's something about a creek around 2 a.m. And there's something about a truck in a field and a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer to her lips, begging for another kiss. And there's something about you and me and the birds and the bees.
That's Kip Moore, Something About a Truck, here on WRCO. It is now 8 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. We're at 28 degrees in Richland Center and anticipating maybe a little bit of light snow later today. We haven't put away the snow shovels yet at WRCO. Come to think of it, we didn't put them away last year either. Got a little rusty, but oh well. We're ready just in case, I guess. And haven't had the blade on the mighty Alice yet, but I'm ready just in case. That forecast does sound like we're going to be really up there towards some records by Tuesday, 62 for a high. But then it drops off about 30 degrees cooler for next Wednesday with a high of just 32. And maybe back to a little bit more of a reality check there.
Calves were steady and slaughter cows very strong at Mathis Farms Auction Market in Iowa this past Wednesday. Holstein bull calves sold from $4.50 to $5.70 per pound, while light calves brought from $3.10 to $4.10, and black calves ranging from $785 to $820 per head. Black bulls, unvaccinated, not weaned, weighing from $360 to $525 pounds, brought $2.50 to $2.98 per pound. 85% of the slaughter cows sold over a dollar with the tops of $1.30 on a 1,750-pound open black cow. Bulls topped out at $1.25 per pound, and the remainder of the cows range from 71 to 95 cents per pound. The feeder sale last Friday, February 16th, was showing strength with 600-pound Hereford heifers from 230 to 237, the Hereford steers at 600 pounds, 240 to 250, and 1,100-pound Holstein steers from $1.28 to $1.62. The hay sale saw big square bales of third crop alfalfa hay up to $129 per bale, while small square bales of second crop alfalfa at $350 per bale, inside round bales of hay from $76 to $85, and outside round bales from $45 to $75. With the feel of warmer weather in the air, give Darren, Colton, or Jim a call at Mathis Farms Auction Market in Viola if you are looking to buy or have cattle to sell. Remember, you can view cattle or hay for upcoming sales on the Mathis Farms Auction Market Facebook page. Mathis Farms gives you a local market close to home and will offer you a fair and competitive bid on all your livestock marketing needs.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Don't miss the annual Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th from 9 to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bring in your deer head to be entered for a chance to win a gun. Enjoy interesting vendors, bucket and gun raffles, a trail camera photo contest. Sheds are welcome but will not be scored. Come enjoy food and beverages. Admission is just $5, kids 12 and under free. Pre-register Friday night, February 23rd from 5 until 9, or Saturday from 9 until noon. For more information, phone 475-4963. The Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th at the Richland Center Community Center.
Experience a different way of living at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Hi, this is Andrea. Stop in today at 172 South Church Street at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and see Violet. Every room in your home has a function, and with the right kind of furniture, you can maximize your space to the fullest. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is now open. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon. Visit our showroom today and discover how you can achieve a different way of living. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center, 172 South Church Street.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Well, a few things for us to do this weekend. Past the radio station, doing a few other things with a little bit of a celebration for our granddaughter Oakley's birthday. 4 years old already. That's coming up on Sunday. Now, that's hard to believe. 4 years old. She was born 2020, February, 26th, right? 25th, 26th, I guess it is. But right before the world just suddenly changed, you know? So it was changing. But she was born, and we were unable to actually go and see her physically for several months then, back in 2020. But yeah. 4 years later, here we are. We're at 28 degrees, moving on toward 43 later with some rain and snow showers in the forecast. Possibly by midday. This is Brian Kelly.
Here comes that sun coming up on this Gulf Coast town. We've had one hell of a time, but our time is running out. You're about to head back north. I'm about to head back west, but I gotta get this off my sunburned chest. I swear, I think this thing we got could go somewhere. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia. After holding you all night, I wanna. Is this ain't a margarita, can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text hooking up. See you next summer. Bet them hometown boys can't wait for you to get back. They're probably standing in line. Go ahead and tell them all that. You met somebody at the beach and didn't want to say goodbye. Let's add one more on that population sign, yeah. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia.